This big boxing event, Team Ellis Boxing, presents Now or Never. It's on the 24th of April. And we spoke to Kieran Stott from The Bachelor. He came in the other day, came with some goodies for us too, which was nice.
I wore the shirt.
And he's looking fit and fabulous. So Kieran Stott will be competing. Tim, the wonderful Tim Hanley, you remember Tim from The Bachelor, he'll be in there. And also, we were so excited about this because we have wanted to speak to this man, as I said before, all last year. We couldn't get him because there were TV networks stopping him from speaking
to us. Cutting him down, Boxy.
But playing or fighting in the Now or Never event will be Jamie Doran. Jamie, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Oh, we're great. Are you fit and fabulous and ready to box?
I'm in my living room shadow boxing right now while I'm talking to you. I'm that excited.
How are things going? Now, Jamie, what's happened? We sort of saw you, the last time we saw you was like middle of last year. We've gone through the lockdown pandemic. What's happening for Jamie Doran at the moment?
I've relocated to Queensland.
Nice.
So I'm up in the Sunshine State now.
Bogan.
Yeah.
That's good for fighting. You might have to do it down the shops up there, so keep you on your toes.
Well, I grew up in the Blue Mountains, west of Sydney, so I've been a bogan for a long time. So it was an easy transition, to be honest.
Are you loved up, Jamie? Have you found any love since leaving The Bachelor?
No, I'm still single. I've got to start dating girls that aren't on television.
Good. Hey,
that's a good step, Jamie. Mate, we've been trying to get you for ages, but obviously Channel 10 and Warner Brothers ain't shutting you down, not letting you speak. Now the gloves are off, literally, before you step into the ring. Mate, are you still suing Channel 10? What happened? Why did you want to sue them?
I'm still in a legal battle with 10, so...
Oh, God, man.
My lawyers have informed me that we've still got about another 8 months to run. So it's quite a long-winded process.
Is it, Jamie, because we know and obviously you can't, when you're in a legal battle, you can't really talk about it, but is it fair to say you weren't happy with the edit or was there something else maybe that you can't talk about?
I just feel there's a lot of manipulation behind the scenes by producers. So there's sort of standover tactics they do that anyone that's been involved in reality television will understand, as well as the way they blackmail you in that system. So you can speak to a lot of other people that have done The Bachelor.
Yeah.
If you don't jump through hoops and do what the producers want you to do, they'll just send you home. So a lot of us are on there performing like monkeys.
Yeah. Now, who from Channel 10 or Warner Brothers would you love to get in the ring?
Or The Bachelor franchise.
Yeah.
Any of the producers or Osher?
Osher? What's Osher done?
Not Osher.
What's Osher done?
He's the representative of The Bachelor, isn't he? He'd be the best person for me to fight, I think.
Oh, wow.
You won't be taking him on in court. I hope you know that. Osher won't be there.
Yeah.
Now, Jamie, hang on a second. Look who has called through. It's your best mate.
Tim Hanley.
You're not going out like this on me, man. I'm your best mate. Oh, it's not about you, bro. It is about me. It's not you. It's me. I need you.
Yeah, I know you do, but I'm not standing up.
Jamie, you need him, and he's called through when we wanted him too. Are you there, Tim?
Dad, what's going on? You won't answer my calls. I've told you to stay off the radio station.
Mate, they've let me off the leash for a couple of days.
Dad's been sending me naked shadow boxing videos.
What? Jamie?
Every morning.
Now, can the whole of Australia know that it's actually Tim Hanley's birthday today? He turns 29.
Oh, happy birthday, Tim.
Oh, thanks, Dragon.
How are you, brother?
Hey, how are you, Ledge?
What's happening, man? How's Front Runner going? You looking fit?
Yeah, it's cruising, bro. We're actually flying, hey? It's good.
Mate, it's good gear, man. It's good gear. Of course it's flying. Now, what's going on? Is Jamie sending you nude photos for legit?
Every morning with like...
Jamie?
I said, we're not fencing, we're boxing.
Mate, is that why you've driven to Queensland to see me today, is it?
Yeah, I'm actually up in Byron standing on the lighthouse where I did my finale, just making my heart sore about Angie.
Oh, wow.
Now, Tim, you're boxing too. How are you going? Are you fit? Are you ready to take on... who are you taking on in the ring?
Yeah, exactly. Who is he?
Is he a
Eden? I think it's Eden.
His name's Eden Daly. He's on...
Love Island.
He's on SAS Love Island. Now he's going on golf. on the golf show, Happy Golf or whatever it's called.
Holy moly. Right.
Because the idea of these guys, Jamie
Happy
and Tim,
golf.
It was to take on the trolls, wasn't it, that took you on. Jamie, who are you taking on a troll? Who are you fighting?
No, I've got Pascal Wallace that was on Beccanelli's season of The Bachelorette. He was the villain that got kicked off in about the first episode, I think.
Oh, right.
He obviously didn't listen to the producers, Jamie.
Yeah, that's right. Can I just say as well, I reckon Eden's got you covered, Tim.
He probably does, eh? Nah. He better bring his golf bag.
Hey, Timmy, who's your best mate? Who's your best mate?
Well, best mate, Jamie.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, good save.
How does that make you feel, Jamie?
Oh, mate, I'm pumped to go see a naked photo.
Wow, this is getting weird. Maybe we should talk.
I'm going to send him a nude photo with a cake right in front of me.
Okay.
In front of the dartboard.
Okay.
This is nice. Do you know what's lovely? You are good mates, and we love that you've come on the show. Well, Tim, you're welcome anytime, you know that. Jamie, great to finally speak to you, and good luck in the ring on the 24th of April.
Hey, I didn't get your welcome anytime. How come I didn't get that?
No, you are. Sorry.
Fighting words.
Sorry, Jamie, you are always welcome.
Yeah,
you
I'll just
don't
step
know
in
how
for
hard...
Fee, because Fee, he did just say he's off the leash for a couple of days.
Yeah, but also, Jamie, you don't know how hard we fought to get you. Yeah. You were like our, and Tim, you know that, we spoke to you a lot last year. We just couldn't get hold of Jamie. Jamie, you're welcome. You come in every day, buddy.
Oh, legend. Well, Tim and I, we'll try to come in into the studio before the fight.
You can't invite yourself, mate. That you're done.
Yeah.
he just kept saying they can't afford me. That's Fev, he can't afford me.
Oh mate, I should get in the ring with Jamie and put one on his chin.
What happened here?
What happened?
I don't know. Good luck, guys. Great to speak
Jamie.
To you. Enjoy your time together.